Welcome to the second episode of Coffee with the Coens. We already recorded this. We're recording it again because the audio is terrible because we don't know what we're doing.
Nope. We're Danielle and Britt, the sisters behind Curated Interiors Atelier. Welcome to Coffee with the Coens, a half hour of strong coffee and talks of moody interiors.
So shopping your home, what does that mean for you?
It means I shop my home with things in my home. I shop.
Do you have a little shopping cart?
No, but I should.
You should.
Between my candle cabinet and my basement that has all the decor in it, I mean, I could shop my home with a cart. Or at least like a little gift bag.
A little gift bag, a little basket. You have a little basket return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm picturing it now.
Oh, I could totally... Oh, I would love a cash register.
Yeah. Ding. Well, you did when you were growing up. You had one.
Oh, I could get a cash register. And whenever I shop my home, I could put the money in the cash register that I would have spent on it. And then it could be for savings.
Ding. Ding. So, shopping your home, I feel like a lot of people don't know how to do that. Because things are where they've always been. Like a rug. Why would you move a rug? It's been in the dining room for 5 years. Why would you move curtains? Why would you move a vase? Why would you move even a candle that's never been lit? Because it's right where it's supposed to be. But if you move it around, you can bring new life to something that you already have.
So, AI is the most reputable source in the entire world.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So I found out, which seems a little low for Brittany and I.
Yeah, it's a little low.
But apparently, the average U.S. household spends between $500 to $2,000 on home decor a year.
A year. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends where you're shopping.
Depends where you... depends where you... I guess...
Because, okay, look. Back when I was only thrifting for, like, 2 years, mm-hmm. I probably spent, including that coffee table I had, like, mm-hmm. all those really nice little trinkets, that year I probably only spent maybe, like, $400 the most. Yeah. Maybe even $300.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything was so low.
Right, yeah. Getting things off of Facebook Marketplace and stuff, too. And on the side of the road and whatever.
For free.
So,
right, so.
Yeah. Very cheap that year.
But, like, if we were going to Target or Anthropology or West Elm or...
Even, like, Home Goods and stuff, you know?
Well, Home Goods can get pricey, though.
Home Goods can get pricey.
Yeah. So, all that, I would say for us, it might be a little bit higher.
Like, it's definitely higher.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what we do, you know?
We like to
design.
We like to do that. But if you don't have a budget to continuously shop, and I just want to say, we don't have budgets to continuously shop. I would say we've overspent.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, living not within our means.
No.
Just because we're like, oh, I want that. It's so pretty.
No, we need financial advisors.
Yeah. So, but for the people that are like, you know what, I'm not going to spend, at least for this month, and they're not planning on going into a store, even a thrift store, we're talking no spending at all.
Shopping your home.
Right. What does that mean? It means that you look around your own home, you see what you have, and you see other ways you can work it into your lifestyle, or you can make it work for you in a different way.
Repurpose.
Right.
Reuse.
Right.
Recycle.
Yes.
Return? No.
No. Rename it. So, if all of a sudden it's like, well, it was the black vase, and now it's the spray-painted gold vase, because you had some spray paint in your basement, and you're like, well, I'm going to make this over, and now it has something new about it, instead of purchasing something new.
I got a lot of spray paint.
I know.
In your basement.
I know. So what I like to do when I'm shopping my home is I really like to see how I can move one object to another space and see how it sort of reinvents that space.
And it encourages creativity. It gets your creative juices flowing.
Yeah. It really helps you think outside the box, because I think when so many of us put something in a space, we're thinking it's going to stay here forever. But it doesn't need to stay there forever. You can take one thing and move it someplace else, and then you can move it someplace else and someplace else.
There are times where I've taken a piece and I've literally moved it like a foot over.
And it changes everything.
It changes everything.
And you're like, oh, why didn't I think of that? Like, it actually makes a difference. I mean, going back, way back in time, when I was like, I don't know, let's say starting from about 8 years old, and then it just never stopped, I would start organizing my room at 3 a.m. I would rearrange things, and my bed would be in the closet when I woke up, and everything would be different, and my posters would be all different, and we would hang up things that we had around the house, and we were just repurposing things and making it appear new in the exact same space, but we never stopped doing that. We just...
Yeah, or we would switch rooms completely.
Or we would share
between
rooms.
Between you and mom and me, we would just... It would be like a little carousel.
A carousel of rooms.
Carousel of rooms.
Just moving. And I always thought it was funny when we chose to live together as opposed to having our own separate rooms so that we could create a different space in the empty room, but so that we could live together almost on top of each other, but making it work, even though our styles were so different. I guess we also just didn't want to be alone.
maybe that's it.
I think we were like, you know what? We can't stand each other, because for a while we couldn't, but we still wanted to live with each other.
I also find it funny that you're using the words live with each other instead of share a room.
But we couldn't stand each other. We weren't always best friends, okay?
No.
We weren't.
Not until I started playing guitar.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even with that, you used your musical instruments as decor
sometimes. I did. I hung them up and stuff, and...
It became a part of the room.
Right.
I mean, there are so many ways that you can invent a space for yourself with the things that you have.
I hung up my guitars with... I didn't even get guitar holders. I literally made them myself with what we had around the house to hang them up.
Yeah. Like, you can do so many things, especially Danielle. She's a DIYer, so it makes sense for her to be able to do that. Not all of us have that. I mean, I can do DIY, but it's not to the extent that you can. So sometimes it can be challenging, but if anything, it's a challenge I'm willing to... accept and rise to the challenge or rise to the occasion for, because it allows me to really think about what I'm going to do with something, even if it's a small picture frame. Like, I have this tiny picture frame I got for 47 cents, I believe.
Nice.
Or it was 42. Either way, 42 or 47 cents at this thrift shop years ago. And I put this skull picture in it, and it has moved from room to room to room. And every time I put it somewhere new, it's this small picture. And I'm like, ooh, it looks so good there.
Oh, the one with the Van Gogh?
Not that one. That one's actually in my bathroom. Oh. Although that one has switched.
That's
the one smoking the cigarette.
Yeah, that's switched a lot. Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
No, there's another one.
Oh.
And it's in like a small frame that I've never taken out. Like right when I got it, I was like, this is going in there and it's going to look so good. So I think that you can take one object. I mean, I would even suggest starting with just one. You don't have to be like, ooh, shopping my home means I have to rearrange everything, or I have to look in my basement to see what I have, which you can do that. But I think to start off small, literally choose something small. Move a candle snuffer around. Be like, oh, it actually looks cute over there. It doesn't have to stay on my coffee table.
But now that you mention not moving everything, in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, how fun would it be to literally take all of your decor in your whole entire house, put it in one room, and then go through and then redecorate every room. Oh my gosh, I want to do that.
Well, that's essentially what I did. Uh-huh. Okay, so we were going to move. And then we decided instead we're going to stay here and renovate the house.
Oh, true. You packed everything.
I packed every single thing that I had. And then I was like, oh my God, we're not moving. And we're sitting in this house full of packing boxes. And it's all packed completely, really nicely packed, might I add. I did a really good job. To the point that when I was unpacking these things about a month later, I was like, you know, it kind of feels new. It mm-hmm. kind of feels nice. Like, I'm actually unwrapping something that's packed with some nice paper and bubble wrap, and it felt really nice in a way. So, I got to see all of my decor spread out, and there were things that I realized I really didn't want anymore, so I put that in a donation pile, and there were a lot of things that I saw in there that I was like, huh, this is really gorgeous. I forgot that I had this, even though it was a month ago. It's amazing what the brain forgets. Mm-hmm. So from there, I was able to really decide what pieces I want to go where. And some of them did end up in the basement, thanks to Joe, because he knows me and he has confessed that he'll sometimes even hide things from me, for me, so that I can enjoy it later. Kind of like a toddler, the way that you rotate their toys out every 6 months, that way they have something new and it's like, ooh, shiny new toy. That's me with vases and pillows mm-hmm. and things like that. But I really think that that helps, because you get to reinvent parts of your home. And even if your style changes, there are certain pieces that you can make work with what you're going for.
Also, one little detail in everybody's homes that I think get overlooked are knobs.
Yeah.
You know, you could switch your nightstand knobs with the knobs on your vanity in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Or your little cabinet that's holding your Breville coffee machine.
Yeah, no, it's true. A knob refresh, that, yeah.
Or use spray paint to give new life to it, you know?
Yeah. It's true. If you're a DIYer, take advantage of all the little things that you have done in the past and see if you have leftover paint and other art supplies and whatever else you've used, and maybe try to make something new or make over something old by making it look new.
You know what I saw somebody do, which I've always wanted to do? But it's not my style, but I like it. They took their children's old small toys, like dinosaurs, alligators, spray painted them gold, and then super glued it to their flat cabinet knobs.
Oh.
And they made it like this quirky knob. It was awesome.
That actually is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I've seen people do that even for parties. They'll take old toys and spray paint it and then use it as a cake topper. Mm. it's, you can really get creative with so many things, a little can of spray paint or something, and or just a little TLC for something to spruce it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're talking about, shopping your home, but a can of spray paint is $4 or $5,
Yeah.
That'll take you a long way, too.
Yeah.
If you want to redo your knobs or you want to redo a vase, redo anything, that can of spray paint will take you far.
It's true. So you're shopping your home and creating something new with what you have anyway. I mean, a lot of us do have spray paint.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
So if you have it, use it, especially because, well, does spray paint have an expiration date? Does it go bad?
Yeah.
It gets chunky?
I don't know what it does. Mine never lasts that long, so I use it.
Exactly. So she's the DIYer, I'm not. But I always admire people that really go out of their comfort zone, or maybe for them it is their comfort zone, and that's why they do it. But for someone like me, it would be getting out of my comfort zone and creating something new with what they already have. I think something fun that could be done is maybe one day putting your collection of books someplace or vases someplace or candles, and you're just looking at every single one that you have and kind of rotating it and being like, I could put this one there. I could put that one there. I don't need this. I do need this. I want this. I don't want this. And before you know it, maybe your home looks a little bit different and it's organized in a different way, or things all of a sudden appear differently because your candle design is different.
Yeah, and think outside the box too. Don't use something like, let's say, a vase. Don't just put a plant or flowers in it. You could put a candle in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, repurpose it. You don't have to set your books up like you're in a library. You could lay them down, use it as a little riser for something else, for some decor to put on top of it.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
It's so pretty, especially if they're thrifted, and then you could find, like, very specific colored books.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just for reading, but it's for how they look as well. And speaking of, by the way, shopping your home, if you haven't cracked open one of your books that you just have laying around and you're bored one day, I recommend doing that. You'd be surprised. Like, things aren't just for looking at. It's, you know, to be enjoyed as well, intellectually.
I love how we're like, actually read the books.
Actually read it. Well, because, okay, I mean, I've been guilty of this, where I see a book and I'm like, oh, it looks really good, but the content inside isn't really my taste. Or, like, for instance, I have this book on algebra because it looks good. I'm never going to read that. First off, I failed algebra twice. Second, it's algebra. How much am I going, like, I don't really utilize that in my day-to-day life, but I do have other books, like the Romanov sisters, and I have some Anne Rice books that I really should read because I'm interested in them, but they also just so happen to match my decor. So that's another way of shopping your home. I mean, it's like you're getting books and decor at the same time.
Well, it's not like it. You are getting books and decor at the same
time. Shut up! Well, no, it's like you have...
I get what you're saying, and I'm just picking on you.
Oh, God. I have to clarify. You have the book, okay? You can read it, and it looks good, right? You don't have books that look ugly.
No.
You know, like how they say, don't judge a book by its cover? I do.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do.
And the ones that I actually like to read, I hide them away.
Yeah, because they don't look that good.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No.
No. No. Although you did get me a... Okay, so for Hanukkah this past year, she actually had an It book bound for me in leather, in black leather. So I actually have that out. But the original, like, let's say there's like red in it or something, I'm not going to be putting that out because it doesn't match my house. So that's like a rare thing.
Yeah, but I had to get it made.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of things like that, I mean, if you're crafty and you can make something over yourself,
true,
do it. Like, I don't know how to hand bind things, but if you know how, do it. I mean, I know people that make their own clothes and purses, and it's incredible. And I'm sure people can do those things too with home decor.
And also, speaking of books, because this is just becoming how to use books for decor and for reading.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn the books around. The spine doesn't have to show.
Yeah, it's true. You could just have the pages show, which actually looks really tasteful. And there are people out there that I know hate that. They're like, ew, why would you do that? You should see what the title says. But if you're one of those people that just wants a certain look, turn it around. It looks really, really beautiful. And by the way, you could even spray paint those pages. I know there are people cringing, but I really don't care. It's your stuff. Do with it what you will. If it makes you happy, do it. If it saves you money, do it. If you have a can of spray paint, use it. So if you want to spray your pages of your book black or gold because it's facing outward and you're like, ooh, that looks really pretty, I say do it.
It's your home. It's your things.
Yeah.
You could do whatever you want. That's the other thing. Like, we're all so nervous about what other people are going to think.
Mm-hmm.
That we're like, oh, no, we have to keep it like this.
Right. Don't do that.
No.
Just be you. And in the last episode, we talked about what would your home look like if social media disappeared tomorrow? Are you decorating for your followers or are you decorating for you? It should be for you. And if what you're putting out there inspires other people, then that's great. But it doesn't have to be like your ultimate purpose in life is to be like, well, I'm going to do this and I can't do that because so-and-so said that they don't like the way that my bookshelf looks. And that's not okay. It should be for you.
You know, something else that I think is overlooked often is lighting.
Yeah.
Lighting can make such a huge difference in a space. Like, we just decorated our mom's apartment.
I was just going to bring this up. Yeah.
And she sends both of us a picture of these chairs that are the exact same color.
Right.
It's the exact same chair.
Right.
They're clones.
Yeah.
And she's like, they're two different colors. And I'm like, it's the lighting. And she's like, oh, wait, it's the lighting.
It is, because one side of the room is darker, the other side is lighter, and there you go.
So you can move lamps around. You can, you know, you can move the object itself. If it doesn't look good in one corner, maybe it'll look good in another corner, just because of the lighting.
And keep in mind, if something's directly in front of a window, the color will be different. It might be brighter. The color itself can get a little warped from being in front of the sun for so long. You never know. So keep those things in mind. But also, when you are shopping your home, don't be discouraged if something looks strange because it's in a darker corner or in a brighter corner. Because I know some of us dark girlies, we like to have things really moody all the time. And all of a sudden, the sun beams down on something and you're like, that looks too bright. I mean, you know, it's the sun. What can you do? It's the sun.
It's the sun.
But the color didn't change. It's still there. It's still doing its thing. Maybe you just have to move it to another area where it's what you're looking for.
And also, don't be scared to move things. You know, the beauty of shopping your home is that it's already yours.
Right.
It's not like you're going to a store and you're like, oh, if I don't like it, maybe I'll return it
right.
or something.
Like,
you know,
it's
there. You know,
Use it.
You don't like it, move it to another place. If you don't like it there, move it to another place. See, and maybe, you know, after it all, you'll just be like, you know what? I actually just don't like this piece. And right. then you can donate it. You can rehome it. Like we shop each other's homes
all the time.
If you got a friend, if you got a sibling, if you got a parent that you're like, you know, like let's. You know, shop each other's homes.
Right.
See if, you know, there's stuff that you like in other people's places that they're getting rid of. But Brittany always has a pile of things at the front of her door that she's getting rid
right
of.
Right now.
I every time I come, I look.
I mean, it's...
And every time she comes to my house, she says, do you have anything for me? And I always say,
nope. Nope. Although there have been some times when you have said,
a few times. Yes,
a few times. Me, it's a lot more because I have a larger home, so I have more things in it. But I do think that there is a thrill out of doing that as well. Not just shopping your home, but shopping the people in your life's homes. It's just, it's fun. I mean, it's shopping without shopping. And if you want to get, like, really creative, you totally could have bags made up after a certain point, just because you're extra like that. And it's like, well, if you're going to shop my home, you might as well do it in style, and here's a branded bag.
Like tote bags, yeah.
Right.
A reusable tote bag.
Right, a reusable tote bag. Or, like, a giant IKEA bag.
Yeah.
One of those.
I love IKEA bags.
I know.
IKEA bags are the best.
I know. Well, for you.
Oh, they're great.
You love them.
I use them for everything.
I know.
I use them for laundry.
I know.
I use them for recycling.
I know.
I use them for actual garbage.
I know.
I use them for moving things. I use them for groceries.
You've used them for, like, you're packing somewhere to go, so you're like IKEA bag.
Exactly.
It's great.
Yeah. I could do a whole show on IKEA bags.
Clearly. I mean, that took up a while. Wow. So, speaking of shopping your home.
Speaking of.
Since we're on the topic of it for this next half hour. I redid my entire bedroom by moving things from one side of the room to the other. Literally. That's yeah. all I did.
You literally just changed a room around.
That was it. I moved a cabinet, a tapestry for the wall, my bed. Like, I just swapped everything, and it changed the whole layout of the room completely. And I actually can't believe it, because it feels like an entirely new space. I have this couch that is really nice that I love, and I didn't want to get rid of it, and I moved it in front of the fireplace that I have in my bedroom.
As we know from the last episode, Brittany has a thing for buying a lot of couches.
And you know what I also realized this week? I was talking to some people, and they were like, how many fireplaces do you have? I realized I have a thing for fireplaces as well. Now, they're not functional. I have one functional one in my dining room, and then there's the one that you built mm-hmm. in my living room, which is not functional. And then I have one in my bedroom, which is definitely not functional. It's just basically a mantle with some peel and stick tile
yeah.
on the back. But I love it. I think it's really gorgeous. And so apparently I have a thing for fireplaces as well as couches. Mm-hmm. So that being said, it's just nice to be able to see pieces in your home that are immovable, for instance, like a fireplace, and then redecorating them with things that you have. I'm constantly redecorating them with candles and candlestick holders and pictures and trays and anything else I can get my hands on that'll fit. And especially, you know, seasonal decor, bringing nature inside, mm-hmm. doing things that well, are
that's,
a little...
That's another way to shop your home.
Yeah.
Literally going into your backyard and bringing in some branches.
Which I do a lot.
You do.
And yes, I check it for bugs because I know bugs can be...
Nasty little things.
Nasty, exactly. But once you make sure that that's not an issue, bringing in a really nice big branch and sticking it in a vase somewhere, it changes the whole feel of a space. And I've done that so many times. Do you remember that really big branch that I had maybe a year and a half ago?
Oh, it was I remember.
My living room. Do you remember that? It
yeah.
was huge. Mm-hmm. Like, huge.
I remember.
And it was in my house for probably 3-4 months, I mm-hmm. believe, and then I finally got rid of it because I was getting, like, tired of it. But it was free.
It was free.
Like, it was in my backyard. Like, the amount of people, whenever I post, like, certain stems I have or branches, they'll say, where'd you get that from? And I feel
my backyard.
Bad, right? I don't have a link. It's nature. Mm-hmm. It's from my house in the back. It's from the trees. Like, and I feel terrible because, like, last year we had to take down 26 dead trees in our backyard, and yet we still have so many branches and twigs and all these things that I can use, which I love. But I digress. Mm-hmm. I love that you can shop your home with nature, and obviously you can do like little arts and crafts with your kids and stuff with leaves and yeah. twigs and
I mean not even just little arts and crafts with your kids. Like, there are some really nice looking leaves out there. If that's mm-hmm. like your style, you know, you could frame them, mm-hmm. dry them out, frame them.
Oh, you know? Can spray paint over it so you it could. Becomes different, or you can like intentionally spray paint around it so
yeah.
that you create like a piece that way, and that becomes mm-hmm. your seasonal decor.
There's that's so many example. Things you could do. You can collect some rocks and pebbles, you know, pine cones for around Thanksgiving time.
That's
you know?
True. You could do that. I mean, there's so many ways to get creative with nature itself. And then also with what you do have, you can combine nature and something fake. I do that all the time by shopping my home. So I have all of these fake stems that I have mixed with real twigs or real eucalyptus. If mm-hmm. I am getting something that is like from a grocery store or a farmer's market or something like that, it's nice to mix what you have already so you're not getting a full new thing, if that makes sense, but you're combining something that is virtually free and you're shopping your home and you're mixing it with something new because you wanted that little something.
Yeah. And then also remember to, you can use different things around your home in other ways. You know, like you could take a frame off the wall and use it as a tray instead.
Ooh. I got one.
Okay.
Well, okay. And I've been criticized for this by my kid. but like, mommy, why did you leave that frame empty? And I'm like, because I like it that way. Like, I found this antique frame a long time ago, and now I actually have a print inside of it. But for a year, there was nothing in it. I just loved it the way creepy. It looked. It was creepy.
I liked it.
It was cool. Because it's like really ornate and like a fake. I want to say it's like a fake brass because it was like wood painted.
Yeah.
Brassy, whatever. So pretty. And I really liked doing that because it was just something cool. I was able to move it from my bedroom to my living room, back to my bedroom, back to the living room. And now it's sitting pretty on my mantle in my dining room, but there is an art print in it. But I was able to do that because I also have all these prints that I have digitally from Etsy that I've purchased over the years. And I can print them out whenever I want because I own the files. So in a way, that's also shopping my home. So I'm able to switch out the artwork that I have. I mean, you need to have a printer that has, like, ink in it and all that stuff to be able to do it. But
I'm glad you said that it needs ink because if somebody just has a printer without ink, you know.
Okay, but, like, colored ink.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Because then everything would be black and white. And that's actually something that I'm struggling with right now because I keep forgetting to get the colored ink. So all my things that I want to print out would just be black.
So really, it's a PSA for you.
Right. It's more for me than anyone else. But I love that because technically it's shopping your home. If you have anything, if it's in your house, if it's something that you own, maybe you're one of those lucky few people that has like a really big storage unit somewhere because you have so much stuff. Go in there, shop around, see what you have. I think it's a really cool thing to be able to look at what you have and have collected over the years, and you can see how you make something work, or you see how it could work for somebody else.
Yeah, even if you have seasonal decor in your attic or your basement or wherever you're hiding all your things, like you use those terracotta pottery barn jack-o'-lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one year round, but also closer to fall. Yeah. And then when Halloween comes, you turn them around
and you see
the faces.
Right.
So you can use seasonal decor in other parts of the year.
It's true. You can really make them over. You can decorate them differently also and get creative. Like, I know some people, they might be afraid to do that, but don't be afraid to, like, tie a cute little ribbon around something.
It brings new life to it.
It does, and it looks really cute and nice. Oh, I love my pumpkins. I'm thinking about them right now. They're so cute. They have those cute little smiles.
And those cute little triangle noses.
Yeah. And those eyes. And the little stem at the top.
Oh, the little stems that look like Winston's tail.
Yeah, my boo-man. My little pug, Winston. Oh, he's so cute. I mean, that's something else, too. If you're, like, a pet lover, I mean, take pictures of your pet. Print them out. Put them in frames you already have. Like, seriously, you can do anything with your house. Sky's the limit. Get creative. Oh, my gosh. I've even seen people DIY, like, their pet's paws. Like, they'll put them in, like, you know, ink or something, or paint or whatever, and then you have artwork that you can just frame, and it costs, like, you can go to, like, the dollar store and get just, like, little watercolor paint and just a little ding.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's done.
Also, that brings to mind of all the people out there with kids, you know, like, you know, those little creatures. like you. You can use your kids' art as decor.
Yes.
Use frames. You don't have to put it on your fridge.
No, you know? You don't have to do that. I mean, I have been guilty of even asking my kid to make me art sometimes that match the colors of the house, and he's more than happy to do it because he's like, ooh, my mommy loves my artwork. And I'm like, well, yeah, I do. I actually genuinely do. But if you have something already made from your kid and you love it, put it in a frame. Save it. And I know we can't save everything because you know, it's not practical. But if there are some pieces that are really special to you, put it in a frame, make it feel all the more special to you. Or put it in like a nice, what's it called? Not
a keepsake box?
Yeah, but like you could put it on your coffee table. It's not a coffee table book though. It's an album. Oh my
God. An album.
Oh my gosh.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, just put it in like a nice album and have it there too, and you can flip through the stuff that you see. But there are ways to get creative with shopping your home. It doesn't have to just be like you're going to shop shelves. Like, oh, okay, I see I have these like 17 extra throw pillows, and now I'm going to go down a row of throw pillows in my basement. I mean, that's a lot of throw pillows. But
that's funny you say that, because I have about like 12 throw pillows sitting on some chairs in my living room right now that I have nowhere to put.
I'll take them.
Yeah, you can come shop my home, Brittany.
Wait, I could?
Yeah, no, seriously, I have nowhere to put those throw pillows.
Oh my God.
I bought the throw pillows before the couch, and like it just doesn't work.
Okay, you better hold up your end of the bargain, because I can actually finally shop your home.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, there it is. I'm gonna shop her home, everyone.
The way you just said "there it is," it reminded me of a meme I saw yesterday. It says, "I don't always whoop, but when I do, there it is.
There it is.
I can't.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
That was stupid.
It was, but I like it.
Okay.
Anyway, challenge yourself. We're getting to the end of this podcast, so I want everyone to challenge themselves.
Yeah.
Pick one space in your home. Find three things from other parts of your home and use it in the space.
Mmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And while you're at it, snap some before and after pictures and tag us.
Oh, yeah, do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Curated Interiors Atelier.
Yeah, do that.
On Instagram.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what you guys come up with. And don't be intimidated. It's okay. Whatever you have, even if our styles are not compatible. I think so many people, they get nervous to send me things because it happens all the time mm-hmm. in my Remnants of Brit DMs. They'll be like, my style isn't like yours. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. It's okay. Like, we don't have to have the exact same style for you to share something that you're passionate about. Show us how you've redone something in your own home and that you're happy
with. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's moody like our style or if you're like from our parents' generation and the bathroom is decorated like the ocean.
Or from before them where the couches were covered in plastic coverings. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's your jam.
If that's what you do.
Own it.
Own it.
Like it.
Tag us.
We're not here to judge. We're here to support and be there for you. And we can't wait to see what you guys come up with.
Just remember, you don't need to buy more to feel renewed in your space.
No. You can do so much with what you already have.
So follow us on Instagram, Curated Interiors Atelier. We're here for more than just this podcast. We also our interior designers. You can book a free consultation at curatedinteriorsatelier.design. Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Always got to put a shameless plug in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, share us your before and after pictures. Really curious to see what you guys come up with.
Can't wait to see. Bye.
Bye.